Namaste, Suprabhatam, good morning to our listeners in this Greater Houston area on Radio K Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3. And good afternoon to our Europe listeners and good evening to our Bharat listeners on the internet at TuneIn.com, and then you click on 106.1. You are listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism, a radio show, and we are on the air for you every Sunday morning from 9 a.m. to 12 noon time, U.S. Central Time. Local time right now is 5 minutes after. I'm your host, Padmakant Khambati.
And Rakesh Parikh. Our mission is to make all aware of deep treasures of Vedic way of life, also known as Sanatan Dharma or Hinduism. Our objective is 4H. 4H stands for Hindus, for Hindu Dharma, for Hindustan, and for Hindutva. Thought of the Day by Swami Vivekananda. The Lord has declared in His incarnation as Krishna, I am in every religion as a thread through a string of pearls. Wherever thou seest extraordinary holiness and extraordinary power rising the purifying humanity, know thou that I am there.
Yes, and today's program is very, very interesting and awesome. Yes, you will listen to the whole 3 hours. 10 after 9, you will listen to Hindu calendar. And by the way, this coming week, the new year is starting up. And today, 9:30, you will not listen to Srimad Bhagavad Gita segment because Anand is out of town. 10 after 10 is the prayer online. 10 o'clock events roundup. 10:30 Meenakshi Temple segment. And 11 o'clock Quest of Hinduism. That is an interaction between you and us. And today's topic: what is the real name and significance of the today's Hinduism? So stay tuned. And coming up, this beautiful song for Jagannath Bhagavan.
Thank you.
today's calendar. Today is 15th of March 2015, and today is the ninth day in the second half of month of Falgun, Vikram year 2071, Shalivahan Shaka 1936, and Yugabdesh 5116. Tuesday is Papa Mochani Ekadashi, and Wednesday is a Pradosh. Friday is the Amavasya, the last day of month Falgun. And there is a solar eclipse. Saturday, 21st of March, is a new year day for Shalivahan Shake, will be now 1937. Yugabda is 5117, and in some part of Bharat, Vikram Samvat is also gone up, 2072. So this is a new year day on Saturday. That is the same day, Chati Chand Day, Ugadi Pratipada. And there is a Dr. Hegdewar's birthday. And you know, Dr. Hegdewar is the founder of Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangha, RSS. So let us enjoy this program and enjoy, yes, on this 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3. And let us listen to this bhajan.
बंदव गुरु पद कंज कृपा सिंधु नर रूप हर महामोहतम पुंज जासु वचन रवि कर निकर सावन भादव मास सियावर रामचंद्र पद जय शरणम शंकर हरि ओम जय जय सिया राम राम नाम मन दीप धरु जी है देह री द्वार रामा जी है देह री द्वार बाहर जो चाहस उजियार रामा जो चाहस उजियार सियावर राम चंद्र पद जय शरणम शंकर हरि ओम जय जय सिया राम रसलीन रामा राम भगत रसलीन नाम सुप्रेम पीयूष हित तिन हो किए मन मीन रामा तिन हो किए मन मीन सियावर राम चंद्र पद जय शरणम शंकर हरि ओम जय जय सिया राम बरदायक बरदान रामा बरदायक बरदान राम चरित सत कोट में लिय ye mahesh ji ye jaan ramali ye mahesh ji ye jaan siyavar ram chandra pad jay sharanam shankar hari om jay jay सियावर रामचंद्र पद जय शरण शंकर हरि ओम जय जय सिया राम राम नाम नर केसरी राम नाम नर केसरी कनक कसि पुकल काल रामा कनक कसि पुकल काल जापक जन प्रहलाद जिम पाली ही दल सुरसाल रामा पाली ही दल सुरसाल सियावर राम चंद्र पद जय शरणम शंकर हरि ओम जय जय सिया राम कथा विस्तार रामा अमित कथा विस्तार सुन आचर जुना मान है जिनके बिमल विचार रामा जिनके बिमल विचार सियावर राम चंद्र पद जय शरणम शंकर हरि ओम जय जय सिया राम कथा सुर धेनु सम सेवत सब सुख दान रामा सेवत सब सुख दान सत समाज सुर लोक सब को न सुने अस जान रामा को न सुने अस जान सियावर राम चंद्र पद जय शरणम शंकर हरि ओम जय जय सिया राम सियावर राम चंद्र की जय पवन सुत हनुमान की जय सियावर राम चंद्र पद जय शरणम शंकर हरि ओम जय जय सिया राम सियावर राम चंद्र पद जय शरणम शंकर हरि ओम जय जय सिया राम सियावर राम चंद्र पद जय शरणम शंकर हरि ओम जय जय सिया राम सियावर राम चंद्र की जय पवन सुत हनुमान की जय
यस लेट मी रीड फ्रॉम दिस हिंदुइज्म टुडे वन लेटर रिटन बाय श्री okay his name is Mr. Madanlal Gupta he wrote about this Vikram Samvat he said I want to wish a happy healthy wealthy and prosperous Vikram Samvat to the valuable readers of Hinduism today or we do that to our listeners of Voice of Sanatan Hinduism This new year is coming on the Saturday, 21st of March. The year 2072 will start for some of the north part of Bharat, Vikram Samvat 2072 and Shaliwan Shakya 1937 and Yuga Abdes 5117 is starting. And this way, one of the India's main and this calendar systems will start on Chaitra Shukla Pratipada. That's the first day corresponding to March 21st, 2015 and ending on April 7, 2016. The Christian New Year starts and ends on the same calendar day each year without adjusting to the slight. Yearly astrological shifts that the current Vikram Samvat by adding, we can see that 57 years to the Christian year, and we will find the current Vikram year. In the US, the Chinese and Mexican New Year days are celebrated with great enthusiasm, and both holidays are officially observed in public schools. But unfortunately, Indian teachers and students are uneducated when asked about the Indian New Year event. Most Indians abroad do not know that we have a New Year other than the Gregorian New Year, that is Christian New Year. The new Samvat is celebrated in India as an auspicious day on which people clean their houses and don new clothes, do the puja, bhandara, etc. Donations and alms are given to the poor on the auspicious occasion of Samvat Day, Vikram Samvat Day. The holy cities of Haridwar, Mathura, Prayag, Kashi, and other are crowded with the devotees who travel from near and far to take a holy dip in the rivers Ganga, Yamuna, Brahma Sarovar of Kurukshetra. Those who cannot travel take a bath at a local river, canal, pond or spring. Vikram Samvat has been observed in many parts of India for many years. Before the performance of a sanskar or puja, the Samvat is used for astrological calculations by priest. You must have noted that in the sankalpa of any puja, the priest will say the day, tithi, that is a day of the month, and the Vikram year, or that kind of year is always said as per the astrological purpose in our pujaj sankalp.
कौन है तेरे
सुनहु कान बलभद्र चवा
Listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on Radio K-Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on internet at tunein.com or by downloading TuneIn app on your smartphone. Search for 106.1 FM. We're on the air every Sunday from 9 a.m. to noon. Our phone number is 832-704-9273, and we would like to hear from you. Unfortunately, today, you will not be able to hear the Srimad Bhagavad Gita by Anand because he's traveling. So I'm going to read an article which was written by Harvard University graduates. The project is called the Pluralism Project, and I'm going to read on the America's many religious Hinduism. I'm going to take one of the topic, which is called the textures of tradition. What has come to be called the Hindu tradition is a rich fabric of civilization, including many hues and textures of religious life. It is woven of the religious cultures and ways of many peoples, speaking many languages and worshipping through many images of the divine. The most ancient peoples of South Asia lived in the cities of the Indus River Valley for perhaps a thousands of years, from about 2500 to 1500 BCE. The remains of the finely planned cities, Mohenjo-daro, Daro, and Harappa, gives clues to the ritual life of what was once a widespread civilization. For example, a larger rectangular ceremonial pool suggests the temple tanks and the practice of ritual bathing that are still important to the Hindu tradition. The Aryan people began to move into northwest India from Central Asia about 1500 BCE, eventually settling in the wide plains of the Ganga River. Their legacy includes the Sanskrit language and a large corpus of religious hymns and poems called the Vedas. Vedic ritual life focuses around the fire altar with rites of offering to the gods for well-being. There are four classes: priests, kings, merchants, and servants become the basis of India's social system of caste. The Aryans did not, however, erased the indigenous civilization of ancient India, which is speculatively identified with the Dravidian culture and language groups of South India. Nor did Aryan culture eradicate the many tribal traditions of India. The interrelations and interweaving of Aryan, Dravidian, and tribal cultures has created the dynamic process called the Hindu tradition. The reformulations of the tradition has continued through the centuries and continues today as Hindus in the cities of modern India reshape traditions in the context of industrial urban culture. The Hindu tradition also reflects the diversity of India's distinctive religious cultures, each with its own language and traditions. One broad grouping of languages are those in Indo-European origin, related to the classical Sanskrit of the Aryans. Its modern vernacular derivatives include Bengali in the northeast, Punjabi in the northwest, Odia on the east coast, Marathi and Gujarati on the west coast, and Hindi across the heartland of north and central India. These languages are closer in structure to their cousin English than to the Dravidian languages of South India, Telugu, Tamil, Kannada, and Malayalam. People speaking, singing, and writing all these religious languages have made their own distinctive contributions to the textures and colors of the Hindu fabric. In the 20th and 21st centuries, these regional religious traditions have been traveling with Hindu immigrants to America.
श्री राधे कोई न ब्रज में आए,
तेरी कृपा बिना श्री राधे कोई न ब्रज में आए,
तेरी कृपा जो हो जाए तो भव सागर तर जाए,
तेरी कृपा जो हो जाए तो भव सागर तर जाए,
वो तेरी महिमा हो तेरी महिमा अपरंपार,
listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on Radio K-Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on internet at tunein.com or by downloading TuneIn app on your smartphone. Search for 106.1 FM. You can call us at 832-704-9273.
कबीरा सुनो भारी साधो सुनो भाई सुनो।